A bandage that has some cream or other medicinal type of ointment on it, so you're not allowed to put that on Shabbos. And if you had it on from before Shabbos and it fell off, if it fell onto the ground, you're not allowed to put it back. And Mishnah Berurah says another gzeira also, which is Shema Yimareach. Maybe you're going to smear some more of that salve on it to smooth it out. And smearing on a piece of cloth is a melacha, the raisa, the chlava melacha, the machik. So it's like smoothing out a hide. Also smearing something over material or something else to smooth it off is also, Mr. Ruth says, that the regular gzeira before does not apply because you already had this bandage on from before Shabbos. So basically it's coming out, it's more stringent to put on a bandage with something that you could smear, some type of salve or cream on the bandage on Shabbos than putting on medicine. Yeah, but if you had it from before Shabbos and it didn't fall off completely, then you can't put it back on. That's the next halacha of Nofla Gabi Kli, Yavri Ren. If it didn't fall on the ground, just fall on the Kli, and you put it back on, that's not considered starting all over again. That's just continuing what you did before. You have a goy, put it on for you, you can do that even like that. The Mo says, the Mutalai Lady, you're allowed to make you're allowed to tell a goy to make this for you. What does that mean? Even though as an issa deraisa of mamachik, but you're allowed to tell a goy to do it. This is though only permitted if the person is together chayla kol gufa. Because we learned before, chayla shem beis hakana, you're allowed to ask a goy to do malacha for you. If you just had some type of discomfort, some rash, which is not dangerous in any way, then you would not be allowed to ask a goy to do this for him on Shabbat, because a mere lakim is also, unless he's a chayla, on kol pon, a chayla shem beis hakana. Also, it's a eifa mikla, to the rapa, kiyim, hamidei, and yud. The same thing also is to put on some type of ash, which was considered some type of medicine. So here you don't have the problem of the masik, because you're not smoothing it out with a cream, but it is something that has medicinal properties, and therefore you now put it on the chatchila on Shabbos. Once again, if the person is in a gather of chol or kol gufa from this situation, then he could ask a goy to do it for him. If he wants to take care of the wound underneath his bandage, he can open a part of it and then clean off what has to clean up underneath it. After he opens the second side and cleans that off, don't do anything to the bandage itself because you may smooth out the cream on it. Now there is something interesting about this chavov, because chavov says, seems to say you can't take it off completely to clean off underneath it. And in the Sifch Chofeg we learn that if you take it off and you put it on a kli, you can put it back again. Why does that say this whole complicated thing of opening up half and then opening up the other half? When Be'alocha asked the question, he says that maybe some of the case that he doesn't have where to put it, so if you can take it off completely, he's going to put it on the floor. But other than that, we seem to hold that if there's a need for it, you could take off the bandage completely, clean up underneath it, and put it back, as long as you didn't put it on the floor in between. There's another svar that it's worse when he takes it off the kavona than when it fell off. But even that, the Mishnah says that even if you're taking off the kavona, since you're doing it in order to fix it up and put it back, one can rely on that, the kula. So, alof l'maisa, one can take off a bandage and hold it in his hand or put it on the table and fix up underneath it, clean up underneath it, and put it back in again, if it's necessary. Chavzai, makash and ishrava noisim ala ritiya, shein elokim nishamra. If the wound is already healed, then to put a bandage on top of it is not a problem, because it's just protecting it from being scratched, but it doesn't you're not doing it for any medicinal purposes, because there's no need for that. Chavchez, hameifis shrin b'shabbos kedei lahatav tiyamako, kiterach shereifim oisim, shemiskam v'yafu lahatav tiyamaka areze, there's a famous sugya in various places in Suvis and in Shabbos of Mapis Musa, which means you have a blister and the like, and you want to make a hole to have a liquid drain from it. So there's different ways it can be done. There's one professional way, the way the doctors do it, and it keeps the hole open over a period of time. That Shulchanov brings the Rambam that says a type of makiv patish. You're doing some professional job of making this opening. Others say it's a type of making of a Pesach, but in any event, that's also in the Raisa. according to the Rambam, which the Shulchan Aruch bring is because it's not a pleasure. It's a meleta to write it. It's a professional job. They just made a little incision, a little hole in it for the liquid to drain out of it. They didn't make this whole fancy opening that will stay open. Then it is even permitted to do on Shabbos, because even though he is making some type of Pesach, he's not interested in having a long-standing Pesach. He's just interested in getting the liquids out of that area. Given the situation, by rubbing on it or cutting it, it's going to cause the blood to come out. That's a different story, because that's already you're doing the malacha of causing the blood to come out. Here we're talking about when you just have some liquid in the or plus and that blister, and just by making the hole, it'll drip out without the blood. The blood that already is out of the body, just because to wipe it off, that's not a problem. The problem is taking blood out of the body, which is absorbed in the body, and you're going to